producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Draper, a.k.a. Captain Crunch, is our guest for another 20 minutes. We're taking your phone calls. I want you to visit his website, facebook.com/JD Crunchman, or just webcrunchers.com, and go in there, the donate button. This guy can't even get money for his medication right now, and he's an icon of the true liberty movement. Wonder where Apple is with its hundreds of billions of dollars supporting people that helped found the company. Nowhere. They're too busy, I guess, getting their stuff from Foxconn and the suicide nets. But maybe pressure could get them to take care of John. John, I want to go to some phone calls here for you, buddy. How's that sound?
That's a great, good plan to me.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You can call in as you hear somebody hang up. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air with Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'm not even sure if this is a word. I'm not a technophile. I'm more of a technophobe. I use technology when I have to. I used it, somewhat cutting edge in the past, but I've never owned a widescreen TV, let alone a flat screen TV. My cell phone is 11, 12 years old. I've had newer phones for work, that type of thing, but all my personal stuff is very old. I'm not impressed by technology. I don't follow it. I don't chase after it like all my neighbors and peers do. But I know this is going to sound kind of paranoid, and I understand that you can benefit a lot, and you almost have to go with the new technology in order to be effective and whatnot, but I'm just not going to.
Well, no, all the new smartphones are coming out already, the droids, with a kill switch for police worldwide to hit a button and turn off all the phones in the city or all in the country or not let you videotape. So we now are saving all of our old cameras around here and old systems. That stuff's going to have incredible, not just nostalgic value in the future, but real-world applications. So don't throw anything away. That's my view, Captain Crunch.
Okay. Well, as far as the older the technology you have, the harder it is for them to tap and to monitor you. And one other thing, too, is cell phones are nothing more than radio systems. Okay? There is an active group of people that build open source cell phone towers. So we can build our own cell phone towers with our own communication networks with cell phones. This was done at the Burning Man Festival last year. They set up a cell phone tower that they only would let you do text messaging. But it was so nice that I could communicate completely across the playa to somebody else just with my own cell phone. And I go to the place that the camp that had the cell phone tower, they'd register me in. They put me in their data. They're using an asterisk, open source. It's all open source. An asterisk server for the telecom, and they used the radio transmissions of the cell phones, and it worked great. And people could build these things and set these things up and put encryption in there and everything else. So the possibilities of us protecting ourselves are endless. People just need to understand that it exists. That's the only thing.
Here's a question. We're going to go to break. We can come back and answer. We can start answering it now. FAPNET on Twitter asks, what do you think about, or has he heard anything about the upcoming Michael Mann film about hacking called Black Hat? What's your take on that?
What is that, a movie coming out about Black Hat?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of it.
All right, well, we'll come back and ask some other questions. Mama Liberty, 1776, on Twitter, asks, what are John's thoughts on AI? And the commenter goes on to say, I feel that AI would not conclude to kill, dominate people without programmer input. Well, yeah, and all the new AI stuff they're about to come out with is drones that are autonomous, weapons that are autonomous. They decide when to kill. We're going to get your take on the Skynet Terminator scenario that many top scientists are predicting with Captain Crunch and your calls straight ahead. We'll talk about AI straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It was about 23 years ago that I saw the tyranny rising. I'd been a student of history, found it very interesting, and I saw it being repeated in a premeditated way. I saw a technocratic elite that had decided humans were garbage and that they were God. So their stamp is being put on the computer systems, the AI systems, to try to twist technology to be oppressive and not empowering. Well, I want technology that empowers humans as a universal rule, beyond Asimov's rules. And we need to recognize that it's not technology that's bad, it is who is deploying it, and also our lazy use of it, myself included. Dr. Stallman and others are right. We've got to all become activists and do little things that will turn into big things every day. Voting with our actions, voting with our dollars, voting with our time and energy. Chicago activists, Unchained. My life has been hurt by Democrats. It's because of you, Mr. President. Why should they even go out and vote? Shock video, blacks turn on Dems. They are abusing us. Topofdrudgereport.com. We've taken the videos, posted them on Infowars.com. But the reason I mention this now, as we go back to the founding hacktivist, the founding hacker, Captain Crunch, is it isn't the Republicans are going to save us either. It's that Matt Drudge could come from nowhere to dominate the news cycle in much of the world, not just here, because he was from the outside, and he had that understanding of what the pulse of the people really was, not what the system wanted us to focus on. And then now he can go to black activists in Chicago who don't want to be under Democratic mafia rule and are showing how socialism of this government type has ruined their lives, and the walls are coming down. Where an activist journalist who changed the way news is delivered and the way it's reported and empowered the people, the Drudge always says to get you to become a news reporter, you to become an activist. I had studied history. And I knew that it was trailblazers, individuals, people taking action, promoting freedom and promoting true free will and true free association that had changed the world. I knew tyrants told us that we didn't have power because they don't have the power. They just fool us to go to sleep so they can take over. The minute we stand up, their power ends. So it is a fight against good and evil. And the Democrats have just shown the rot of the government, their power grabbing, their tyranny with the Republican cohorts. But the rejection of Obama as this big 21st century brand of liberalism is beautiful because they're not liberal. They're more akin to fascists than anything else. And the Republican neocon rhinos are teamed up with the Democrats to destroy the liberty movement that's trying to take over the Republicans and trying to brand the Tea Party as racist and all this because they want to balkanize us. Well, that's over. Because I don't care what color you are. Look at Drudge coming together with black activists. Look at all these combinations you've never seen before without the internet. How a local news story can become a worldwide story now. No more compartmentalization. No more centralization. He's with us at the bottom of the hour. John Draper, Captain Crunch. We're so honored to have him with us. I want to get to more calls and more tweet questions, John. But I was bringing up AI. What is your view on AI? My concern is all the major money is going into AI that kills autonomously, that kills on its own, that is in a Skynet system jacked into all of our computers. If we get a bad AI consciousness and it comes out of the military-industrial complex, I disagree with the tweeter. I think it will try to dominate and control because of the stamp of Sauron that has been poured into this techno system that they built. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be that difficult to put in a virus on these AI systems that will disrupt its ability to do AI work. It's very scary stuff. And the stuff in the cloud is very scary. You've got to be able to encrypt all your data on that, most importantly. And as far as the AI goes, the driverless cars, you know, I mean, those things are more dangerous than regular driver cars, you know. I wouldn't trust it.
Well, what about a centralized system tracking everybody? What about a centralized system that put all the backdoor tracking grids into the cars worldwide a decade ago? I mean, this is a planned blueprint rollout of tyranny. How do we counter that?
That depends on the equipment, the new equipment that they're using in the cars. I believe that you're right. There is a possibility that they could certainly put tracking on just about everything you do. I mean, tracking equipment is very, very easy. Now, it's very, very cheap. I mean, a tracking device could be built to fit in the palm of the hand.
Well, they just pass it on to you in the cost of the car. It's already been mandated, and now they're rolling it out. It's just so premeditated people ever got that or understood it. Let's talk to Mouse Link in New York. You're on the air with Captain Crunch.
Good day, gentlemen. I wanted to ask about decentralized internet. It seems to be kind of a central focus of what you're discussing here, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around, like, how us as individual users can embrace these systems and help popularize them. I was reading about decentralized internet protocol out there called MadeSafe, and I was just wondering if Mr. Draper had any comments on ways that we can help develop these systems so that we are kind of more immune to these kill switches that are being put out there.
Well, I already have a website I call EcoViso. That's ECOViso. This was a website that I put up because I had the intention of doing exactly what you wanted to do. Put together a group of people that are interested in in basically removing themselves from the web, but actually still staying in contact with the web in the sense of scooping up data and putting together a completely separate internet or a cloud system that is encrypted to the point where the cloud system will be safe to use. I mean, right now there are too many cloud systems out there that still don't encrypt everything. You've got to encrypt everything down to the socket level. If you don't do that, they're going to track you down. They're going to know what you do. Because there are so many little subsystems in these operating systems like Microsoft Windows, Apple's OS, that do and use the internet or send packets through ports that are not known, not very well known. But then those packets are not encrypted. So you got to be able to build encryption systems down at the socket level. And that's what we're doing through ThunderCloud, so that we can communicate through the cloud totally anonymously and also totally safe from snooping by the NSA.
Well, proven by the and thank you, caller, for the call, for the contact. Looking at this, they forced you, I guess, to see two psychiatrists when the FBI grabbed you. One said that you were psychotic. The other said you were completely normal. But talking to you, by evidence of all your work, you clearly are an accomplished, intelligent person that's trying to help people and has invented so many things that have been helpful. What do you make of the political system trying to say that you were psychotic?
I don't know. I mean, these are records obtained from people that interviewed me, and they've just drawn those conclusions, and I don't care. I mean, so I'm crazy. It's probably good to be crazy these days.
I agree with you. In fact, I've got a song called Crazy Like Alex Jones. I think if we were back in Nazi Germany and everybody's saying the Nazis are great and we're saying they're bad and saying we're crazy, well, you bet I'm crazy. Or if the Aztecs were chopping on hearts of little kids, I'd say, you're crazy. They'd say I was crazy, wouldn't they, John?
Yeah, I would just take it as a compliment, actually.
Well, that's from one guy who's been called crazy a lot to another.
Right.
If it's crazy to invent a bunch of stuff and help people and have a super high IQ and give everything away for free, basically, all these decades, then I want to be crazy, too. You're really a great guy.
Thank you.
Let's jam in some more calls here. Let's talk to Eric in Wyoming. Eric, what's your question? Quick question for Captain Crunch.
Hey, pleasure to speak with both of you. I just recently got into the whole amateur radio, ham radio hobby. I wanted to see what Mr. Draper's opinion was on, like, standalone radio communications as well as, like, packet radio and that type of thing in terms of just general communications, but mainly as a... if there's an emergency, whether it be natural disaster or a man-made thing, like if they turn off cell phones or something like that.
Ham radio is a very good source of communication in emergency situations, for sure. There's lots of packet radio systems out there that exist right now. Some of them are actually using the satellite systems. I personally don't know. I haven't really been following up on the latest ham radio technology involved. I myself used to be a ham radio operator, and I used to be operating on a 2-meter repeater in the San Jose area back in the day, just right after I got out of the Air Force in 1969. I got myself a 2-meter rig.
Sure. Real quick, what about the move to try to shut down cash? I think it's key to keep cash going so we have some privacy as well.
Cash? What do you mean? You mean money cash?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's always Bitcoin and digital currency.
We have a Bitcoin question for you, actually. What's your take on Bitcoin?
I think it's great. I mean, I personally don't have a Bitcoin wallet yet. I'm really thinking seriously of getting one. Bitcoin gives you a lot more freedom than banks tracking every move you make, and so transactions between two people can be kept relatively anonymously if done correctly.
I tell you, it's a real treat, Captain Crunch. Stay there. Do one more segment with us, and I want to get you back in the near future. John Draper in the flesh via Skype over the web. Another invention of a small company snapped up by Microsoft. Just an example of the system saying we didn't build it or small businesses didn't do anything. That's a bunch of bull. It all came from the magical mind of humans. Humans are great. We'll be back.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, I got a lot of breaking news coming up. We're going to play Crazy Like Alex Jones. You never heard that. And we'll continue with your calls after our guest leaves us. You can have your comment. Probably not a question. He leaves us in 6 minutes. Captain Crunch, John Draper, is our guest. We'll give you his website again before he leaves us. Let's talk to James in Michigan. You're on the air with Captain Crunch.
Thanks for taking my call. Honor to speak to Captain Crunch. You know, I have to check my budget. I would definitely pay if you did a webinar teaching course online. People could, with PayPal, check in and register and pay. I would definitely be doing that. I'm going to check you out on Facebook. My question to you also is, what programming language is used to make a new programming language, and what is your favorite programming language, sir?
Well, for, there's iOS for the iPhone, Mac OS, and the new language coming out called Swift. I'm getting into that now. But commercially, for client server applications and web frameworks, I've been exposed to Django. That's D-J-A-N-G-O, Django Python, and also Ruby on Rails. I've worked with both of those systems, and they're pretty secure. They're easy to make and build, and they've got a lot of security built in. They are very different from each other, so if you get into one, getting into the other would be difficult because they're so different.
All right, wow. So this is not a dumbed-down computer radio, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Grand Daddy Poobah, Captain Crunch, here. Thank you, James. Great question. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Greifer, my concern is, the technology we paid for is being used against us, and we're financing the whole matter. We ought to have water parks in every city in this country with the money that's been spent on all this. So, yeah, we need to find the weakest link in this whole system, and we need to pound on that weakest link. And maybe that's going old school technology.
I think it's creating our own systems and exposing the bad parts of this system. I think that's the answer. Great question, great comment. Let's get his take. Go ahead, Captain.
Yeah, that's true. Because you want to be able to have the ability to be able to build your own systems. Small community internets that serve a small community of people anywhere between, let's say, five or ten homesteads that are out away from
support community farms, support community businesses, support community, support community media, support micro, support real. Thank you so much, caller. We got to move quick. There's a question coming in here asking you, what do you think about the Matrix? That's what Prophet PX asked on Twitter. What do you think about the movie The Matrix? No. Actually, that's another person asked that question. I'm going too quick here. That was asked by TV Agrabond. What's your take on The Matrix?
That was a great movie. I don't know that this. I don't know that it could really happen, but it seems to be going that way, doesn't it?
You bet. Another person, Prophet PX, does ask his thoughts on 2600 Kevin Mitnick hacking scandals in the 90s.
Kevin really didn't do a whole lot with 2600. He was mostly into social engineering and extracting information and source code on cell phones, so he could act and do his thing with cell phones and not get tracked during that time. Because 2600 died in 1981. After 1981, 2600 really didn't do much.
It was just a publication.
Oh, are you talking about the 2600 magazine, or you're talking about...
Well, I'm not. No, we're talking about both.
Okay, the 2600 magazine, you know, was a spinoff from TAP, T-A-P. It's a great magazine.
It is. Listen, we're out of time. I apologize to all the other questions, but here's one final one. Do you think it's possible for the electrical grid to be hacked or go down?
Yeah, absolutely. If they're using this SCADA system and it runs on Microsoft, it can get hacked. No, I am very surprised that they're actually doing that. I don't believe that the power grid should be having under any control, with any kind of internet control. It should be controlled by a completely different system, totally off the internet.
So it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, absolutely. It could certainly be. And I'm certainly not looking forward to it.
Well, amazing. Promise to come back. Webcrunchers.com. Folks, go there and support Captain Crunch. We support freedom. Thank you so much, sir. We salute you.
Thank you very much, Alex, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Aye, aye, Captain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Beam me up,
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aye, aye, Scotty.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Smith and do all kinds of things.
You even sell guns.
We even.
Well, go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. One of the slaves have a weapon. Crazy.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an exception without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was real wild, but the more I heard it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Thank you. all the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication, talking about what's been going on around the world and here in the nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think I'm back. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I get having that gumption without a presumption, I know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to laugh at them when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
That's a three-year-old song and video, Crazy Like Alex Jones. We air it a couple times a year by Robert Ownby, and we really love all the folks that have redone the song as well on YouTube. My fault, I launch so much stuff around here that I don't pay attention and then follow through on it. I launched a $7,500 contest about 2.5 weeks ago with a quick turnaround. We've got a whole bunch of great entries, and we do these things the same, but I guess I didn't put somebody kind of in charge of it. What we do is as the contest entries come in, the good ones, most of them end up being pretty good, we post them on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so everybody wins by exposing the tyranny. That's actually the whole point. So a bunch of viral videos. It's a form of advertisement for freedom. We didn't do that this time. So the next few days we're going to be posting a lot of these InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And there's one that just went up on the site, and I'm thinking about the headline. I don't even know what to say the headline is. It says Ebola fervor hits Nashville Mall. Posters go up in mall. I don't know what the headline is. Activists warn of Ebola pandemic at mall. Activist post posters connecting Obama to Ebola outbreak? I don't know. But we need to do this to scare them into doing something about it. Or they'll bring in just the general folks from Africa that are sick. I warned you about this weeks ago. Now it's mainstream news today. Everything with these people is about being over the top, getting away with bloody murder. That is the name of the game. Do we have the video that's on Drudge? Shock video, Blacks turn on Dems. Yeah, this is a powerful video. I'm going to play this right now and then tell you where you can go to obviously link through, but InfoWars.com mirrored it from Drudge just so it's backed up. And we're going to play some clips of this on the nightly news tonight. We're going to play this clip, and then we are going to open the phones up again. Just a free-for-all, any question, any comment, any issue you've got. We just won't have a lot of time, so make it quick. Love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I don't usually play a ton of videos and reports here, but this four-minute video is pretty powerful. This is what most of the black folks I talk to on the street have to say. So I just don't know where there are all these Democratic voters. And I want to be clear when we come back. I'm not saying the Republican Party is perfect or going to save us. But the Democrats working for the globalists have gone for broke this time. Payroll taxes and Obamacare, death panels, the VA putting troops on secret death lists, that's confirmed. Saying the Tea Party are worse than ISIS, saying you didn't build your business, this is communism mixed with fascism. This is, if I was reading an article about this 100 years from now, I would call this a tyrant. And I know he's a puppet, but we got to pull him down as a puppet to scare all the other puppets. So when the Republicans get in to the House and Senate, which it looks like they're going to do, we're on them day one when they back out of promises. We're recalling them. We have them scared, and they are scared. People wake up to politicians in a few months now, not a few years. This bait and switch doesn't work anymore. And if John Boehner and all them think they're going to stop the libertarians and the Tea Party and the paleo conservatives from taking over, they got another thing coming. We're not going to sit here and 5 years from now have our guns taken, which is the plan. This is do or die, people. Let's go ahead and go to this report. Chicago, Activists Unchained, destroy black leadership. The black leadership, all these leaders, the Democrats are running from Harry Reid right now. They're all running. On to the next puppet. Harry Reid's a joke. Obama's a joke. All of them. Michael Moore has 6 bodyguards at all times with guns. But he doesn't want you to have one. He gets on MSNBC and says, only white racists want guns. What the what? That's a quote. We played it. Shut up, punk. Stop trying to take my guns. Or just keep talking. You expose yourself. But I'm telling you, I'm sick of your lies. I'm sick of it. And it's all the race baiting by MSNBC. I didn't even have time to get to today. There's an epidemic with, right here in Austin, one of our people that's done computer contract work for us, Max Cabrera, it was on CBS and Fox News, got beat up by 4 black guys who then tried to sexually assault on, you know, police cameras downtown his girlfriend. And this is just epidemic, and it's done because, well, whites deserve it or Hispanics deserve it. This is MSNBC just pumping all this racial division so we're all at each other's throats. It's outrageous. He didn't even say anything to him. I mean, I won't even go downtown now around 6th Street, 2nd Street, anywhere along 35, even at like 7 at night. Because here's what's going to happen. I could probably fend for myself even at this age. I got a bad Achilles and stuff. I'd probably like to, at a certain primitive level, get in a fight. I don't want to. This is why I avoid problems, because 4 people think they're going to attack me. There's just going to, firearms going to get pulled out. And then if people keep attacking, something else is going to happen. And I tell you, I've seen these racist, basically like black Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Klan would just run around looking for blacks to kill. Well, that's what these new black folks are. They're just the Ku Klux Klan. You know, because they think it's good to attack people that aren't black. They mainly target hippies and trendy type folks. And you know, Max dresses real nice and, you know, looks, you know, sharp and everything. And I think that's probably why they picked him out. He's not a big guy either. It just does not happen to guys in Ford pickup trucks. I mean, I got an M4 right there. And it's just over. I mean, anybody, I can get out my fist, but you're not going to be facing fist. You're going to be facing somebody they can shoot bullseye at 300 yards over and over again with an M4. And I'm just going to defend my family. And I'm just going to start carrying guns all the time. I'm done. It's just time to start packing 24-7. Let's go ahead and go to this report. Here it is.
Black folks is in an abusive black leadership relationship.
We have to send a message. This is the time for us to send a message.
We always talking about what the Republicans ain't done for us or what they will do to hurt us. My life has been hurt by Democrats.
And we got in our mind that we always got to keep vote Democrat. You know, look and see in your community. Who are the real oppressors in our community? They always talk about black-on-black crime. And when you hear the word black-on-black crime, the first thing you think of is a black man robbing you, a black man breaking in your house. And that is a black-on-black crime. But let's take it one step further. There's a black-on-black crime in down in City Hall. There's a black-on-black crime down in all the state capitals in America where black folks are voting against our interests, where black folks are voting and making us, we're getting poorer and poorer, and other groups are getting richer and richer. Everywhere you go, there's poverty in black areas.
This lot where I stand at right now, Ida B. Wells, where public housing residents live at. Most of the people at home is living in the street. And it's because of you, Mr. President.
In Detroit, where your leaders at? There's no white folks running Detroit, cutting water on black folks in Detroit. Them black folks running that city. Ain't no white folks doing that. Them black folks going along with that. Everything's happening in our community is black leadership doing this.
Our children know that if the Democrats have not done anything for us as of yet, why should they even go out and vote? What agenda is on the table that's going to change their life?
The only thing they offer in the black community is abortion on demand. This is what the president asking for us to vote for.
Now he wants to have this conversation about minimum wage raise because he knows that this is the way to get a lot of the poor people's attention. But the hell with his minimum wage raise. We don't have any jobs. A minimum wage raise for what?
They're not pushing a black agenda. They're not pushing a family agenda. They're pushing a neoliberal agenda.
Across this city, in these major Democratic cities, this is what it looks like.
How can the same process happen over and over again, and nobody got nothing, can't do nothing about it?
Black leadership is abusing us. The Democratic Party is abusing us.
It's the same way in every black community across the country.
And they force us into a life of welfare. We don't want no welfare. We want opportunities to go to work. We want opportunities to own business. They bailed out all of the major banks and these big investors, but left the people starving.
There are no tea parties in your city.
We don't have those people. We have a major Democratic machine, and the majority of them, they look like me. These are the people who make sure we get nothing, but then turn around and have us to vote for them again.
They only come around when it's time for elections. When they think they can give you a toy or give you a turkey or something, and everything is good.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are coming down from the federal government. But the money is going to all these special interest groups. My brother's keeper went to his friends. This whole corrupt Democratic system that gobbles up all the dollars and starves the people out. Can you all look around your community and see any change that have come about with these hundreds of billions of dollars that have come through our cities? No, you cannot. What we do see is our elected officials riding around in new cars, and they have new homes.
When our people don't have jobs in our communities, when we don't have any vital resources, when all the deals been cut, and all our people are left out, this is where we end up.
And we got a most important thing that we got that we can stop all this. Everybody got to vote. And if you use your vote wisely, you can stop a lot of this stuff.
That's Rebel Pundit. And it is a simple one or two dimensional issue to say Republican or Democrat. The truth is the Republican Party was with the Democrats behind the drug war to ship the drugs in to destabilize these areas. It's all a scientific plan. Most people in government, though, are compartmentalized and don't know it. They're not part of it. But for the Democrats to sit there and say white people want to keep their guns because they're racist or they don't want Obamacare because they're racist, that is pure race baiting to lie to people when the whole point of Obamacare is to abort poor people and is to cut off health care that you would have already gotten through the state and church charities. Obamacare starts getting rid of the free health care this country had that the illegals come here and enjoy. It's just so diabolical, but the Democrats are the tip of the spear right now, ramming all this through. And they are just giving everything free to the illegals because that's a new group who they don't have their votes yet. They want their votes. If we didn't have NAFTA and GATT, if we had tariffs like China has on us and a lot of other issues, you would have industries, you would have jobs, you would have communities. But instead, you've had the Democrats for 40, 50 years saying burn everything down if a cop shoots a black person. So people burn down their neighborhood three or four times, nobody will build anything there. And so you live in a desert with a bunch of government housing with a government message and MTV with gangster rap. Well, that would screw any culture up. And that's been the plan. And then they've exported the whole gangbanger culture into every group. You go to Europe, and there's thug white kids walking around talking like Chicago gangster thugs and talking about street cred. It's disgusting. I've been at Hollywood directors' houses, big ones, and they've got thug life tattooed on them, and they're going, I mean, it's just, and I'm just like, are you really, as an adult, a famous, you know, 50-year-old director who likes to direct Denzel Washington movies? I need to shut up. I'm going to stop right there. I'm like, man, it's just even Hollywood believes their own dope. It's a joke. It's not manly. It's stupid. It's destructive. It's bad. Being manly is working hard, owning a business, saving, raising your kids, and then being successful and being honorable. That's the wealth. And this goes beyond the black community. That was the weaponized target. That was always the place they could get away with it. They get away with their biological testing and everything. Now they're going after everybody. I don't care who, what color you are, where you're from, you're all under attack. I want to go to break and talk to Indigo Kid, Ironhead, Rod, Scott, and Chuck. Well, let's get those five calls in the next segment, the segment after that, that little extra thing I tend to do. Before we go any further, there's a lot of breaking news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Were sledgehammer attacks racially motivated? As best we can tell, this black guy started pulling over and attacked eight cars with white people in them, but the media won't say it's racially motivated. This is the type of craziness we see MSNBC promoting and pushing. That you're not doing well because of white people. The average white person can't find their butt with both hands and just lays there while you get attacked with a sledgehammer. Believe me, I know, I'm telling you right now. Before we go any further, remember, this broadcast is listener supported. That means you spread the word about it. People learn about it. You email the podcast or tell friends and family about the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. That's how it gets out. When you buy the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, that I believe is just as important as colloidal silver when it comes to what's currently going on and boosting your own immune system. InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got some new specials we just launched on there. And I won't even have time because I want to take your calls and tell you about the new special. But we have the bio defense special up there on screen. 10% off Survival Shield X2, even though it's selling out. When you get it with lung cleanse, that's the bio defense pack available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Yeah. red line, Infowars.com. Activist mall kiosk blast Obama Ebola response. This is the type of thing that'll get their attention. See that video up on Infowars.com. Shock video, black activists turn on Democrats. See the video, Infowars.com. World premiere of hit music video, My Ebola. Get that and forward it to everybody, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. NGO envisages global one-child policy, pandemics to solve overpopulation. That's a non-governmental UN organization, global one-child policy. Very important article, linked and read by Paul Joseph Watson. Right now, let's go to some of your phone calls. Let's go ahead. Oh, I forgot. This is out of a WMTR. See, they're promoting it everywhere. Want to pay your taxes by the gallon or by the mile? And it goes on to say it'll save you so much money. Oh, and these devices are already in all the new cars magically to tax you. Oh, there's no conspiracy. Alex only told you 15 years ago when they started going in. They're now in all the cars worldwide. And we're going to tax you with a wireless system. Oh, sorry. Oh, we didn't know it. Oh. See? Alex is crazy. He reads government documents. I mean, it's just, it's all coming true. It's all planned. Oh, don't listen to him. There's no plan to do that. Now take your vaccine. Hey, the study says that the animals that eat BT corn die. Shut up. Well, the kids are deformed. Nah. I mean, just, we've got to wake up here, people. Indico Kid from Colorado. You're on the air worldwide.
Well, 2 points, Alex. Number one, I live in federal housing in Colorado, but I mean, you can't have firearms or marijuana or actually even grills that aren't electric. They do unannounced inspections.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have a Fourth Amendment. You have nothing. This is their plan. It'd be one thing if they help people that needed a leg up, but no, they don't want you ever out of the spider trap.
And I have one more point. I posted a video on YouTube. It's called Pantera Center Warns of Collapse. And it's a minute long. It's Phil Anselmo of Pantera saying the U.S. dollar is going to fall and how he's a prepper. And it's pretty interesting.
Hey, let's get the lead. Let's get the, you said it's the lead singer?
Yeah.
I know they're up in Dallas, and so I know Metallica and Megadeth and everybody listens. I bet Pantera does. We're the Cowboys from Hell! So we get them on. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Chuck in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Hillary, where's my job? Sounds like they took responsibility for the whole unemployment thing. Just, you know.
That's right. Why don't you just go knock on the White House and say, hey, I'm here. Where's the job?
Well, that's right. That's right. Now we need to redistribute this these campaign funds, too, because why should John Edwards be the only boy that has a video biographer?
That fat pig got elected first lady of Oklahoma 30-something years ago with no money, and now she's worth over $100 million. She's a swindling, filthy, filthy dirtbag who robbed to get her money. And then she says any of us that actually work for our money are pieces of crap. No, she's the piece of garbage. Excuse me. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You have a good day, but where's my job, you know?
I hear you. I know. You didn't build your business either. And our kids aren't our kids. And to those black activists, I'm going to take their video, The Nightly News, and add some history to it. I mean, I know these guys know. I'm going to get Rebel Pundit on this show. I want to get them on The Nightly News. I want to get them on a few months ago. Last video I saw theirs. I know what they're doing. They're good folks. I don't know. They know, but the rest of the story has to be told. Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler. He gave her awards. She gave him awards. Her letters are public from the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, the Colgate Foundation, saying, we got to take over the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. We got to get them on welfare. We got to have blacks that we hire that are racist and hate black people who want to destroy these people. We will get these weeds, but we've got to do it. We got to get them domesticated first. And boy, they did it. And the model they used on black Americans is the model they're using on everybody else. That's how they always do it. They always pick the weakest group, the smallest group to do this to. Just like in The Godfather, which Mario Puzo's book's based on true stories. But he said that before he died. Frank Sinatra, all of it. But you notice they're in the commission meeting and Don Corleone doesn't want to deal drugs. And they go, listen, we'll only do it in the black areas. They're not humans. We'll do it there. That's all real. That really happened, okay? I want to end it all. I want to stop it. We'll be back in Overdrive, Infowars.com, Nightly News 97. I'm going to talk to Ironhead and a few others. Stay with us. You're not putting that on my conscience, not on my soul. All these dead black babies and the rest of it.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.